The collision with a transport truck near Tisdale, Saskatchewan, killed 16 people and injured 13 more headed to a playoff game in the Junior A Hockey League.
We will never forget April 6th, 2018.
Team president Kevin Gehringer fought back tears as he offered condolences to those left behind by 10 players, the coach, an assistant coach, trainer, radio play-by-play announcer, statistician, and the driver of the bus.
We are heartbroken and completely devastated. We will persevere and we will honor the souls that were lost.
Two surviving players suffered serious brain injuries, and Ryan Strasnitsky is one of two left paralyzed.
I just remember sitting there, all of a sudden a bus driver screamed, "Whoa," and semi-truck pulled up in front of us. A couple of minutes later, I woke up, saw a couple of teammates lying in front of me. We were really close. Probably one of the closest teams I've been on.
Within days, grieving Canadians were joined by supporters all over the world, staging hockey sticks on porches and donating more than $15 million to a charity campaign. Nearly 100,000 Canadians also signed up to become organ donors. In July, RCMP Superintendent Derek Williams, the lead investigator, announced 16 charges of dangerous driving causing death and 13 counts of dangerous driving causing bodily harm have been laid against the driver of the truck that collided with the bus. Jaskirat Singh said,
"We've conducted over 60 interviews, taken over 6,000 photographs. A lot of that material will be before the court, but as we note here today, there's no impaired driving charges."
The Calgary-based Sidhu's next court appearance is set for January 8th. With number one on the News 1130 Top 10 for 2018, I'm Marcella Bernardo.